Welcome to the show. Listen, I was about to play that. That is the family song, no matter what choice we make, no matter what, no matter who comes and goes, I'm a cook for show. Look, one thing about family. Family will fight, argue. I'm talking about a family that got a real love for each other. Y'all gonna look. Smack down, all kinds of stuff. Don't be body slamming, folks. But family sticks together, man. I mean, because I ain't gonna lie to you. Sometimes in my family, I look, a sibling make me want to just yank their teeth out. But family is the real deal. I don't care how mad you get. I don't care how jacked up, messed up, throwed off. You know, your family member is. You just got love for one another, period. You know, you want to be there for one another. You want to celebrate different things in each other's life. Sometimes you could get in your feelings, though, because sometimes family leave you out of stuff. But guess what? It don't mean you're not family. So make sure that you be real and authentic in your family life. Do what you got to do to let that family member know that you love them. You never know when that last time is. You know, people be playing them games. I be telling them, why are you playing them games? Not calling folk and don't text them. Don't even send them a smoke signal. Baby, you need to get yourself together. Welcome to 5926 Central tonight. This is your host. Listen, y'all know your other host going to be on here in a little while, you know. She is boss lady. She will be on the air, you understand me, in a little while. But until then, you know I got some good to play for you on the lineup. Let's see what we got. I wanna get y'all jacked up. Let's see. Well, I've been playing some of my favorites by Quincy Weston. Okay, let's play this. Yes, I do. Right here on 5926 Central. Maybe not. Let's play right now. Right now on 5926 Central. Be right back.
Poverty, greed, war, genocide, AIDS, cancer, selfishness, disunity, fear. God, we need you.
Right now.
For God shall bring every work into judgment with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil. God, we need you.
Right now. We need you more today.
And I'm in need right now. It's dark and I can't see right now, but your words are light and I need you to lead right now. I'm trying to plant some seeds right now, make sure my daughter grow, have everything she need right now. I can't believe right now all the people in bad situations that they wish that they could leave right now. All the children in need right now. I wish I could hug and hold and love and feed right now. Pick them off the ground, bounce them on my knee right now. Say they special, show them what they can be right now. And I pray for my enemies right now. Hope they know I ain't the man I used to be right now. I'm different, but if I leave right now, know that I've been blessed. Y'all pray for me right now.
Right now, we need you more today.
The wicked man is clever. That's why we all need to come together. We need more love and less hatred. We fighting against the same enemies. That's the synagogue of Satan. For one man, he made all nations. No matter how dark your skin is. See, we all still related. But we all still trapped in the matrix. Divided by decisions. Divided by choices of religion. So we got a common bond. In God we trust. We gotta look inside and see the God in us. Nobody knows what's really going on. We don't even notice each other no more because we staring at our phone. We all wanna be left alone, but it was the unity and community that kept the people strong. It's time to be the leaders that we searching for. God, we need you. When I look in the mirror, I can see you right now.
We need you more today.
Free.
God show us the way.
face off. The time is near, get your mind clearer for the face off. They on us like they got us where they want us. Set traps on corners, spooking honers till they shoot like they hunters. Make an accident out your life like it's spilled milk. Till you prove your innocence, the verdict is still guilt. Deep, filthy, and slow is how our profile's labeled. And nah, you ain't free cause your pants got fancy labels. Why we going against the grain, trying to prove how we equal, when all we have to do is prove how we cause people. Got us going out the way, you're either selling out for pay. They tell us not to pray, keep us distracted every day. I know this world is attacking us, the Holy Spirit backing us. Our faith is on the line, it's time we back it up. In this craziness, we must survive, break off the devil and his lies. It's time to fight, it's time to take back our lives, right now.
We need you more today.
Welcome back to 5926 Central, where it's a family affair. Hey, it's a family affair. You're rocking with the Cook family. That song that we just played was by Q Stone, and he has a podcast on YouTube. You go by there and check it out. He's talking about talking to people in the music industry and letting them know about different genres, different beats, different, you know, all of that. So go make sure you check it out. That's Q Stone. And he got some awesome stuff going on. Y'all know we got to start get into some Cook Boys. And let's see what we got on the switchboard for the Cook Boys. And let me tell y'all something. You know, we always playing Billy Cook. We always got to play Billy Cook. We got to play Jamaica. That's Darion. That's Cash In. We got to play that. Got to play Marcel Casanova. Let y'all know what's going on in the music with him. Hopefully soon we'll get some new stuff from our bros. Okay? But let's keep it moving. This song is oldie but goodie. And it's called Have It Your Way, right here on 5926 Central.
Hey, baby. It's time. Let me take your coat off. Let me ease your mind. Hey, baby, it's time. Let me take your coat off.
Ooh, yeah. You can have it your way.
Yeah. running through my head, girl. Got me saying, ooh, hot wax and honey. I'll even bring the popcorn, 'cause it's gonna be a long night watching you perform. Winter, spring, summer, and
back to 5926 Central with none other than your host. This is Queenie and Shazam. She'll be on a little later on in the show. But let's let you know what's going on in your weather. This is September the 20th. But we'll be sharing the weather for September the 21st, which is tomorrow. All right, for Houston, Texas, it's going to be mostly sunny, a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon, a 30% chance later in the afternoon, highs in the lower 90s, winds, west winds around 5 to 10 miles per hour. For Tuesday night, mostly cloudy early in the evening, then becoming partly cloudy, showers and thunderstorms likely early in the evening, then a chance of showers and thunderstorms in the evening as well. That is ridiculous. Anyway, a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms after midnight, lows in the upper 60s. North winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. The chance of rain is at 60% in the evening, decreasing to 20% after midnight. You're listening to 5926 Central, where we ain't playing with y'all. We ain't playing with y'all. We're going to keep them hits coming, okay? Next song right here is All I Know by Cash In, right here on 5926 Central.
I'ma rep for my hood, cause it's all I know. And I'ma keep this shit true, cause it's all I know. And I'ma for my bitch good, cause it's all I know. And my niggas still win, yeah, we keep the scope. Yeah, that's all I know. Yeah, yeah, it's 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 all I know. All I know is I'ma eat. Ain't no living my ass on the street. I go in on all of these beats. Little mama, where she bout to leak? It ain't about money, I'm pressing to leak. Cruise through the hood, I'ma repeat. I'm tryna buy like I got on some beats. You better not try to play like I'm sweet. Yeah. Low key, I get to it back. Do it for my niggas that pass. No sleep, no jet lag. Money calling, I'ma move fast. Blue hunnids want them in my pants. Can't go back to no food stamps. And I grind hard like boot camp.
I'ma rap for my hood, cause it's all I know. And I'ma keep this shit true, cause it's all I know. And I'ma put my bitch. Cause that's all I know. And my niggas still win, yeah, we keepin' scope. Yeah, that's all I know. Yeah, 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 yeah, that's all I know. For all of my people that couldn't get it, I'ma do all that I can. I'm putting this shit on my shoulders, I strike like a cobra, it's all in my plan. I know it gets tough, yeah, I know it gets tough. But we come from the mud, the struggle ain't shit to us. Yeah, yeah, I turn up with my niggas. If you ain't real, I ain't rolling with you. Every July, I get sentimental. Lost my nigga, he was instrumental. If you my lawyer, won't benefit you. Been verified, I beneficial. I'ma go mine, I can benefit you. Can't walk in my shoes, they ain't gon' fit you. I don't play no games with them, I just live a little. I ain't hating on this nigga, that's the pedestal. Tryna buy back the block for the rest of us. If you ain't bossin' up, then you messin' up.
I'ma rap for my hood, cause it's all I know. And I'ma keep this shit true, cause it's all I know. And I'ma put my bitch good, cause it's all I know. And my niggas still win, yeah, we keepin' scope. Yeah, that's all I know. Yeah, yeah, it's 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 all I know.
Because that's all I know. That was Cash In right here on 5926 Central. Well, we ain't going to listen. Let's not slow down. Let's not slow down. Let's keep it going. Find a little Marcel Casanova. Like I say, trying to get more songs because I don't want to become that repetitious lineup, you know, but you know, got to play what you got. Got to play what you got. So we're going to go to a little bit of Marcel Casanova singing My Favorite Country. So let's play it right here on 5926.
Mean old man.
And now, more.
Yeah, I'm country with it like trail riding. Two door on that cowhide. Teeth shine like sunshine. 40 cocked on my waistline. Country boy, but I don't smoke hate. Loud sweet in my ashtray. Treat every day like my last day.
Treat every day like my last day?
I'm country. AC on with the windows down. If you see me, no contenders round. Talk of the town, I shut them down. Moonshine and joints rolled. If I'm in the game, then points go. House parties and drink poles. Pimp talking, can't go. I'm country.
You hear the country talk.
Yeah.
You see the country walk.
Yeah.
You smell the country homie.
Yeah.
You feel the country homie.
Yeah.
I'm country.
Country.
Oh, country.
Country.
top. You see a country walk. You smell a country homie. It's cause I'm country homie.
Dangerous combination, we gon' let the world see. We put in work and pay the dues, homie, this right here ain't free. This R&B came naturally, can't deny it's meant to be. We fell so deep in this game, but we some country boys, so we were born to play.
Country. All right, y'all. I started the show talking about family is family regardless. You know, all of us got somebody in the family that complain. My God. Oh, my God. About everything, everybody, everyone. So I was thinking about that. I said, you know, it's always different personalities in the family. And in this family, we got so many different personalities. Now, all of us are comedians. I'm not going to lie to you. All of us are sorry for real. And if you're not a strong-minded person, you will not be able to deal with this family. You know, some people, look, a lot of people did not make it. Okay, I'm just being honest. A lot of folk y'all always, but that's what we do, you know, we talk noise, you know, we have fun. We gonna laugh. It's gonna be wild, you know. We sang, as you could tell. I remember a jam session we had in my brother Chris in his kitchen, y'all, and everybody was singing. Let me tell you. And when I say folk that can sing, I ain't bragging. I mean, come on. You know, I know y'all are like, oh, well, yeah, you're bragging on your family. I don't care. Yeah, I'm bragging on my family. Show is. Because it just, I mean, it's a good old time. You know, even with me and my children, we sit around, when we get together, we singing. And it don't matter what genre it is, you know. And I'm telling you, we have a good time. Listen, some of our favorite artists are like Calvin Richardson. And we go all the way back to Cisco, Tell Me What You Want, and Somebody Sleeping in My Bed, and all this kind of stuff. And, I mean, it's just a good time. Music brings families together. It's like, I don't care that we were not getting along a few minutes ago, or that you didn't call me, and all this kind of stuff. But guess what? Guess what? We about to sing. You know what I'm saying? We about to rock this place. You know, it's about to go down. And we just have a good time. I'm just going to be real with you. You know, so I just think that it's very, very important for family to stick together, for real. You know, sometimes family, and this may happen in y'all family too, but sometimes family don't talk every day, every week, maybe not even every month. I know that sounds bad, but actually we go months without seeing each other and everything. And when we come back together, it's like, girl, what's up? What you been doing? Oh my God. It's just the way it is, you know? Now, like I say, the different personalities may not see it that way. Let's be honest. It's just some people that just, you know, want a little bit more attention. You understand me? When it comes to family getting together. And the reason I'm bringing all this up is because Thanksgiving is coming. Christmas is coming. You understand me? I'm not really a Halloween baby, you know, so I ain't say that word. But all these holidays are coming up, New Year's and all that good stuff. COVID is out there wreaking havoc as usual. COVID is yet and still on his job, just like the devil. So let's just, but you know, anyway. But family is going to want to get together. You understand? Family going to get together. Somebody finna make a horrible potato salad. Let's just be real about it. Somebody going to mess up and bring in, put some raisins in the potato salad, going to mess it up. Okay, let's just be real. Somebody going to cook a cake that ain't going to rise all the way, and folk going to still try to eat it, trying to be nice. Let's be honest, you know. Folk going to be half-dressed because, come on, you know, we got them. We just got folk in the family that just, you know, hey, I look good. Don't be mad because I'm coming to your house half-naked. That's the way it go. Everybody, look. Families are made up of so many different personalities. I think if everybody was the same, oh my God, how boring would even the family reunion be if everybody was, come on, the same. I don't choose to go to the family reunions all the time for the Websters. The Cooks have family reunions too. But I don't hardly go to those after my father passed. And even when he was alive, I don't know if he went. I think I went to two. Let's just move on. But if everybody was the same, oh, my God, you know. But it's some characters in this family. Oh, my Lord. I'm not going to call names because people get so super sensitive. So I'm not going to call names. It's some bougie folk in my country family that really, really disrespectful and bougie, but I'm not going bougietto or whatever. I'm not going to call their names because I love them. I love them because when I say they give me so much material to use other areas of my life till I have to have you. I have to have you show up with your nose in the air and your, and you know, thinking that you are. Then we, in our family, we got super, super duper saved people. I'm not talking about, I'm talking about super duper Christian people. And I ain't nothing wrong with super being a super duper Christian. You know, you, some of us, we have to do more than enough to make it to heaven. So we got super duper Christians, okay? You know, but we, when we talk about okay, so I'm a Christian too, but I'm not super duper, but I'm up in the super. I didn't make it to the duper though. I can't deal with the duper. The duper is just too much. Oh my God, I laughed myself. Oh my God. But anyway, some of the Christians in my family, regardless of their duper, they can sing. Listen. My whole family on both sides can sing. Oh, my God. I used to talk about the differences between cook, because I'm a cook Webster, a Webster cook, I don't know, whichever. But I used to talk about the differences between cook, the cook side and the Webster side. But don't get me wrong, both sides are country as heck. I want to say that. Both sides are very country. Do you understand? Do you understand me? I need y'all to get that in your spirit. Real country, real, real country. So my mother's side, which is Webster's, they are more like horses, pigs, cows. My daddy's side of the family, the cooks, are more like deer, squirrels, and fish. Okay? It's retarded. It's not retarded, but it's crazy. Because I was like, okay, so we're going to get both sides of the country for real, for real. Because at my grandmother's house, honey, it was, you, that was slopping hogs, you know, understand me. It was cows, milking, I don't know about milking cows. I'll pray about that one. But it was chickens. It was, y'all, it was country. Okay, and I'm talking about dirt roads, still dirt roads. I ain't tripping, you know. I love my country roots, but then you go to my dad's side. It was like they got a deer hung up. They didn't cut the deer from the rooter to the tooter. You understand me? They got coolers with fish and all kinds of stuff, fishing poles. You know, they humming and rocking chairs on the dam or whatever, fishing. I'll tell y'all, man, my family combination is like the perfect country storm. That's what it is. If somebody say, okay, I want to go fishing, I know what side of the family I can take them to. Okay, I want to ride a horse. I know what side of the family to take them to, okay? You know, I want to, look, even if they want to get drunk, I'm not a drinker, you know. I love God, and I'm in the church and all that good stuff. Not really a drinker. But I can tell you who drinks. You understand me? If you want to, trail ride, all this kind of stuff, you know, I know which side of the family does. I don't know. I think both sides are in that one. I'm not sure. Not really, really. Really, really sure, but I think both sides are in that one. But when I tell you a family that is very diverse, like I said in the last show, I didn't know my daddy could sing till what was he singing? He used to walk around the house singing this song. Time is on my side. Yes, it is. And I was, you know, as kids, let me tell y'all something about my dad. My dad was the one that turned the kids upside down. He was he was crazy. Hold you up by one leg. He's gonna scare you, you know. He's gonna say something crazy to you, you know, just to get you to laugh or whatever. Very stern, but he also had a BB gun in the backyard shooting squirrels that he was actually going to eat. I'm just telling you the truth, you know. Or he was going to be cleaning fish in the front, on the front, you know, in the front yard, you know. He was always in overalls. My God, I'm just thinking about my daddy. He was always in overalls or some jeans, some Levi jeans. And he was always had a t-shirt, you know. It was always, as a matter of fact, my brother Chris, oh my God. My brother Chris, everything he does sometimes, right down to his hands. And when he's talking to people, I can see my dad. I can see Billy Cook standing there in the kitchen talking to folk, saying something crazy to him, you know. And, I mean, it's just a lot with family. That's why I say it's just so much that you need from each other as a family. And you need the laughter. You need the person that's too serious. You need the person that don't really like everybody, but they at everything. We got the sister that don't want nobody taking no pictures of her. Come on, Jessica, get your life together. Anyway, she don't want you taking pictures. I got 150 pictures of her. She could really get over. That's my twin sister. And then you got the sister that, you know, she used to help everybody when she had money, and now she ain't got no money and she can't get no help, even though people are always helping her. You know, you just got that one. You just got that one. You know, I used to this. Girl, you know, that was over 20 years ago. You ain't had that in 20 years. It's time for you to go and write that book. You know what I'm saying? Put it on the shelf and let it collect dust, because don't nobody want to hear that. But anyway, let's move on. But we got that. You got that person in the family. You got that person in the family that can bring the whole room to a place of let's move on. Can we just move on? Then it's just you got everybody. So this season that we're going into, the holiday season, I want you to keep in mind, before I get off this show tonight, I want you to keep in mind, listen to me, that if everybody was the same, would it really be a fun family reunion? Would it really be a fun Thanksgiving? Look, put your differences not to the side, but to the forefront and show up anyway. Show up and say, I have arrived. Yes, because I'm going to tell y'all something. I love my nieces and nephews, y'all. I ain't going to lie. Baby, I got some nieces and nephews, hunty. Tell it like it is. Creative, funny, talented. Come on. And, you know, of course, my kids too. But I'm just saying, who wouldn't want to be around family? Who wouldn't want, you know? If somebody didn't hurt your feelings, this is for those of you that are listening on iHeartRadio, Spotify, or wherever, iTunes, wherever, Google, wherever you're listening at. Forget about what you was mad about, because COVID is taking people out of here, and you need to make sure that you loving on people, hugging on people, telling them that they are all that in a bag of chips. They mean the world to you. I don't care how messed up you think they are. Put your judgments aside, because people are passing away. They leaving up out of here. Okay? So I need you to get some jingle bells, joy in your spirit, and I need you to show up. I need you to show up. I need you to stop acting funny. Oh, yeah, I'm talking to all of you out there in iHeartRadio land, Spreaker, Anchor, wherever you are. I need you to chill out, for real. For real, it is not that major. It is not that major. Then you be sitting around saying, oh, don't nobody talk to me. Nobody. Okay, get yourself together, because I'm going to tell you right now, don't nobody, look, everybody going through something. Everybody going through something. Everybody done suffered through something. Yada, yada, yada. Womp, womp, womp. Let me tell you something. Family is important. Family is important. I get so tired of people marrying these folks that get to telling you, don't be around your sister because your sister jealous of you. Don't be around here. You get away from them people. Oh, you don't need to be around your mama. Your mama, you should have your mama talk to you. Your mama been your mama all your life. I'm going to need you to get rid. Look, I'm going to need you to get rid of that friend. Either get rid of that friend or tell that friend, hey, this is what you tell them. Just say, my angel niece, yeah, y'all call me angel niece on the show. Listen, my angel niece said, shut up. My angel niece said, sit down somewhere. I'm trying to visit my family. Okay? Because that's what happens, Zam. Y'all, Shazam is on the line. What's going on, girl?
Nothing much at all.
Girl, I'm going in on these people about, because, you know, the holidays coming, and, you know, people come up with so many excuses why they ain't coming to the family gathering and all that. Y'all need to get yourself together, because you don't know when people leaving up out of here. You don't know when.
You really don't.
And you don't want to be like that girl on The Imitation of Life, running after that doggone carriage when her mama died. Trying to get over in the cab. I done seen so many people do that, climbing all over in the cab, being dramatic. You wasn't dramatic when they were alive. What you dramatic for now? Get your stuff together. This holiday, everybody ought to be celebrating. Everybody. You really should. I don't care how strange, crazy, because some of y'all relatives crazy than the rollers. I'm just saying. I'll say it since y'all can't. Tell somebody Angel Niece said it. Angel Niece said y'all crazy than the rollers. All y'all crazy. All right, talk to us. How your day go, girl?
It went. It was a long one. I just made it in from work.
What?
But, and
that,
it was good.
Okay.
It was good.
Okay. God, sit over here and turn my light off. I can't see nothing. Hold on. Well, I held it down for you, girl. I say, she'll be on here. Let's get to this some music. Girl, I even did the welter, girl. I did the welter.
You did the welter, too?
Yeah, I do the welter on my other shows.
Uh-huh.
So I figured I can tell them what's happening in Houston. Somebody care, I guess. You know, we find out it's going to be raining tomorrow, then it's going to slow up around midnight.
it's going to be 49 here. Wednesday.
It's
night.
What?
49 degrees here Wednesday night.
Okay, you playing or are you serious?
No, I'm serious. I'm dead serious.
Oh, I'm coming out there.
Yeah.
I gotta come
it's
out.
It's just gonna let you know that cold front coming in and it's moving out.
Oh, that's I'm coming out there.
That youngest twin needs to chime in because she the weather person of the family.
She was
saying,
yeah, yeah. She's the meteorologist. Girl, quit. Yeah. That's how I am. I understand it, too. I understand it because I'm like, when I was a kid, I wanted to be a meteorologist. I don't know if I wanted to be a meteorologist or a weather lady. I think they're the same thing, but weather lady sound better.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, weather lady sound better. Let me tell y'all what, Zam, let me tell you what I did today. So my office, because I ran into an issue last week with one of these ladies at this office that like to talk to people like they children. And the way my brain is set up and my brain is set up. I can't deal with you. I'm one of them people. Just tell me what you need, and then I'm gonna get it done. Don't come at me. This lady called me on my phone. I love to fix this. She called me on their work phone to me, right?
Right.
And she doesn't even say, good morning, how you doing, right? She just starts off saying, I'm going to need you. This is how she started off. I'm going to need you. And I knew that it was by the grace of the good Lord above. Because he blocked it. He blocked every word that was trying to proceed out of my mouth when she, and before I knew it, I said, I let her finish. I'm going to need you to blah, 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 womp, 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 dot, dot, dot. When she finished, I said, all of that was wonderful. Thank you. So I'm going to start from the beginning. How are you? She said, oh, I'm fine. I said, that's a wonderful thing. I said, now, let's get a clear understanding of what you're saying. You're asking me to do A, B, C, and by this time. Yes, ma'am. I said, thank you so much. I said, next time you call, just say, how are you? If we start that way, we'll have a very good conversation. Well, I'm just trying to, you know, I said, no. Y'all give text messages emotion. Text messages don't have emotion. Don't do that. You see a text, I text her, Zam. I'm going to tell you what happened. I text this lady. She had texted me a whole long text message and told me what I was going to do, right? I'm going to need you to go do this. That thing right there, that word, I'm going to need, that phrase, I'm going to need you. Oh, Jesus. So I text her back and said, clear understanding. Call me. Right? Clear understanding. Uh-huh. Call me. Because I was in a good mood. I was like, let me just get a clear understanding of what you need me to do. Baby, stop talking to me like that, because I don't respond to intimidation. I do not respond to disrespect. We're not going to start this day off this way. And you're going to talk to me right. And that's just the end of that.
Mm-hmm.
So she emailed my supervisor, right? So my supervisor called me, right?
Mm-hmm.
And she said, how you doing, Ms. Jackson? I said, I'm doing fine. She said, did you get the text from so-and-so-and-so? I said, yes, I did. I also talked with her already. She said, okay. I said, yeah, I already talked with her. I know I need to go do this, that, and the other. She said, okay. I was just making sure, because she said that. I said, I know what she said, probably told you. I said, but I'm all about clear understanding. I said, so, okay. She said, oh, okay. Talk to you tomorrow. I said, okay. Bye-bye. You will not. You know, because I'm gonna tell you, it's another young lady in the office, right? And they, mm-hmm. She is on pins and needles because I believe this started off the way you wanted to go, right?
Right.
If you stand up for yourself from the beginning, they'll know that they cannot come at you any kind of way.
Right.
She didn't do that. Them people came at her any kind of way. Now they handle her real raggedy. And I told her, I say it's never too late to stand up for yourself. Period. Point blank. Boom. There it is.
Period, point blank, and boom.
Yeah, and boom. Look, and see, where they messed up was they let me read a whole manual on intimidation and a hostile workplace. No.
Mm-hmm.
No, I will, what they call it, chain of command you, for real. I will BBCC and GG every person in an email. Baby, please. Please, I will. I will. I will do it. Yes, I will. Yes, I will. Because I love for them to tell me about chain of command. I say, yeah, okay. Yeah. I know how to record and everything and send it. This is what was said, and here's the audio so you can hear it. But anyway, I know you're not dealing with that, are you?
Well, people just don't approach me at all. So, style. I don't know if that's a bad thing, but hey, I can't mess with the foolery. I'll say the foolery.
Yeah. And see, that's how I am. I'm like, what did you say? I'm gonna give you a chance to fix it. Cause if I can talk to you, like with respect, like you're a human being, you can talk to me that way as well. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I know how to use those as well and yes and all of that. I know talk the way you want to talk. I know how to.
Well, you know, I can too, but I just, you know,
yeah.
Sometimes it don't come out.
Yeah.
It just don't come out. A habit of saying what's on my mind, and like mother used to say, what come up, come out.
Come out.
I think about it sometimes, and then I say it anyway.
Yeah. Yeah. And I believe that you have to say it anyway. I think you do. I think you have to say it anyway, you know, because this lady, she was like, I need you to drive. This is how she called me. She said, I got your number from so-and-so, and I need you to drive somebody up at 5:30. I said, no, my office hours are from 8 to 5. Don't send me anything after 3 o'clock. I'm not driving after 3 o'clock. She tells me, no, I tell her, I said, because I have a husband on dialysis. You know, it just came out. I have a husband on dialysis and I don't drive in the evenings like that. Don't be telling people your business. I said, who are you again? I said, who are you again? I said, since you got my number from somebody else, I'm just letting you know that I'm not the one to call for a late drive. I'm just not the one. Oh, okay. She called me again, too, and asked me. I said, did you forget what I told you? Oh. I said, yeah, all right, then. Bye.
She needed to get a clear understanding.
Yes, she's some. Look, it's whatever. And then plus, I respect my elders, but some of our elders are disrespectful. They are very disrespectful.
Look, I am all for respecting of the elders, but they need to respect the mids and the youngins too.
Oh yeah.
Because, you know, just because we're younger and they old as dirt don't mean that, you know, we just got to take their crap.
I know that's right. You're not going to handle me any kind of way. You're just not going to do it. You're not going to do it. This lady says.
Oh, go ahead.
This lady say. But I heard that you are a pastor. I said, I really don't care what you heard. I don't care. I said, but you will respect me. I said, if I can respect you, your space, your time, you can respect mine. Yes, you can. You can. I don't know why people that feel like because they are elder or they are old that they can just handle you any kind of way. That's not how any of this works. Like that commercial say that lady put that timeline on the wall. That's not how this works. That's not how any of this works. Get your life together. For real. Ain't nobody playing games like that no more.
Playing games like that to get your hat brought to you nowadays.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, especially some of these youngsters. These youngsters be putting their hands on you before they know it. Did you just beat that lady up? Yeah, they know. Did you just beat that lady up? Yes, I just, listen. I wasn't playing with her either. You wasn't. You video. You know they're going to get a video. Girl, turn your camera on. Turn your camera on. It's about to go down. Turn your camera on. The day of the camera.
Yes, so, day of the video.
So are you ready for the holidays? Because you know it's about that time.
Oh, yeah, I'm as ready as I'm going to get.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm ready. Now, we are talking about Thanksgiving, right?
Thanksgiving, Christmas, because you know they're going to skip completely over Thanksgiving. So,
and they have skipped. There are Christmas decorations up in stores.
Right now.
Wait a minute. We stopped into at the beginning of last month.
Uh-huh.
We stopped to pick up an order at Cracker Barrel. They already got the white trees up. The trees up with all the decorations and all of that.
See, they ain't playing. They are not playing with y'all. They're not playing with y'all. Not at all.
Oh, yeah.
And then when Christmas comes, they're going to have the Valentine's stuff up. For real. Christmas Day, you can start shopping for Valentine's. For real. You people don't care.
I say I'm ready. We're ready. Because nobody's getting anything but the grandbaby.
I don't have grandbabies, so nobody's getting anything. Everybody has jobs, so no one gets anything. For Christmas, buy something for yourself. And show it to me. And show me the joy on your face when you bought it. That's going to be enough for me.
I thought I was bad, Janice. You hell.
I'm for real. Because, I mean, serious business.
I'm gonna cook them dinner, though. They squeezed one out of me last weekend, boy. They squeezed that one out of me. I'm gonna hook them up for the holidays. I don't even know where we're gonna be, how we're gonna rock that yet. But I'm gonna cook if I gotta take it and drop it off. But thing one and thing two, I need my pots and stuff back if y'all plan on me cooking anything for anything.
We're putting out an APB on the pots, please. I need a APB out on the pots. I need APB on the pots, please. Please return the pots. I know you're listening, so please return the pots. We ain't figured out how to FedEx food to me yet.
No, we ain't figured it out.
But I thought they can send me food. You can send me food like overnight. You do one day. One day.
I tell you what, when you do your research, let me know. When we might be able to figure something out.
What you cooking? You know yet? What you cooking?
I'm just cooking the regular stuff. Just greens, hot water cornbread.
That's all I was waiting on. Look, let me tell you. I have had a search, right? After Sister Cook did the hot water cornbread, I got addicted to your hot water cornbread, right? When I was living out there in the country or whatever I call myself doing out there. And I got addicted to your hot water cornbread. Ever since then, I've been trying to get people to make hot water cornbread. James make hot water cornbread, and it is good. But don't tell him this because he don't listen to the show, so I can say it. It's not as good as my sister's hot water cornbread. And so I have been addicted to hot water cornbread, and I have been trying to get people to make this hot water cornbread, and people just, they either put too much salt, you understand me, or they fry them too long. And then I never understood how hot water cornbread come out rubbery, but sometimes it come out rubbery. And yeah, that's horrible. And I'm like, okay, I feel you. So this is more like a cornbread fritter. This is not a hot water
A pone.
It's not pone. And I hate when people look at me. Let me tell you. Okay, so I got a banana pudding situation happening in my life as well because of AMV, right? And so every Thanksgiving, I set out on a search with people to see who makes banana pudding. So I was talking to this lady at the office, and she was like, oh, this lady right here, she do banana pudding, right? So when I saw her, I don't know what it is that came over me. I was like, this lady, I know she make banana pudding. I don't know if it was because her hair, you know how them old ladies get their hair curled all the way up, then they comb all the curls out, and then it's just standing there, and her glasses were thick. You know, she dressed like she worked at an old newspaper stand. I just knew this lady could make this banana pudding. So I walked up to her. I said, I heard you make banana pudding. She say, yes. I say, so you do the whole custard, you do the whole thing. She was like, No, I use pudding. Oh, I said, oh, never mind. She was like, oh no, I don't do the homemade banana pudding. I said, oh, so you make pudding, you don't make banana pudding. She just looked at me, and I realized I had offended her right then.
Well, I mean.
But we have to be true. We got to be truthful with these people. You can't make a bucket of pudding.
Somebody probably been telling her this whole time, your banana pudding is so good. It's this, it's that.
They did. They did. But see, Zam, this is what I told her. I said, it probably is good pudding with bananas and cookies in it. Don't get me wrong. I'm not hating on that. I eat that too. But I'm saying when I ask somebody if you do not a pudding of bananas, but a banana pudding, that's two different things. That's two different things. This lady can put some pudding in a casserole dish with cookies layered, and it'd be good. But I told her, never tell me it's banana pudding. It will ruin it for me. I will never be able to eat it again because
when you hear banana pudding, you already have a set thing in your head about how it's supposed to be made and how it's supposed to taste.
Thank you. Oh my God.
That's the same thing with those sweet potato pies. Why is those sweet potato pie green, heavy and watery?
Damn, I just told this lady that, man. I said, she was laughing. She could not get herself together laughing so hard about me talking about sweet potato pies. I said, I never understood. Now, I understand a heavy pumpkin pie because, first of all, pumpkin should be a pie in the first place. Let's just talk about that. It's going to be heavy because you put a pumpkin in a pie. I don't know who told you. Anyway, let's move on. So I was telling this lady, I said, I don't know who started this heavy potato pie stuff, sweet potato pie stuff, but what's in it for it to be that heavy? What is in it? And why, like you say, like I see a sweet potato pie sweating on the top. why the hell is that pot sweating? You got to help me figure out. First of all, it's heavy and it's sweat. Why is this? Why? Why is it wet?
Man.
Oh, my God. This lady set a pie down, girl, and the pie moved the table. You could hear it. Come on. You've been there where a person set a pie down and you could hear that little, the leg on the table hit the floor. Come on. That pie too heavy. That's not a sweet pie. I'm not eating it.
Yeah.
How many potatoes did you use in one for one pie? How many scoops of potato did you mix that in a bowl?
I don't know how they do it, but it's a process. A sweet potato pie is a process.
Oh, I made my sweet potato pies right. And, baby, my sweet potato pies are so good. And then somebody else made sweet potato pies, because I can't say their name. Somebody else made sweet potato pies, and it was heavy. I just couldn't figure out. I watched them through the process. And I still couldn't figure out where the heaviness came from. I really couldn't. I couldn't. Yeah, we have come to the end of the show. I added 30 minutes so I could hear my sister talk. In case y'all wondering why this show is still on past 9 o'clock, is because I added 30 minutes. So go ahead, sis. Sign off for the night.
All right, y'all. I'm glad that everybody that tuned in was able to tune in. And hopefully next week I won't work so late and then I can get on here from 8 o'clock, right at the jump. But y'all have a safe weekend, a safe week, rest of your week. Boy, I done rest this week already. At least I got plans.
Okay.
Y'all have a safe week. And what did you say to me? It's never too late to take up for yourself.
Oh, my God, it's never too late. Oh, my God. I don't care if you got to stand in the middle of the floor and scream it out loud till you drown that thug or that bully out, because some people are thugs and bullies. I'm serious, baby. Sometimes, listen. Zan, you remember that lady? Yeah. You remember that dude I was married to at the first part of getting married? Because I've been married a lot. The first part of getting married, the dude I was married to, his mother was a bully. She was an evil bully. And, honey, when she get on the phone, she loud and over-talked me, right? And, what? Oh, my God. They say, we got a banana pudding for you that'll leave your teeth in the bowl. Listen. Yes.
Oh my God. Because
I was just talking about going to the dentist. So that's gonna be good. I was just talking about, anyway, back to this bullet. So one day, Sam, I had to just turn the volume on the phone down and let her have it. Because let me tell y'all something. You got one life, and do not live it letting people run over you. Do not live it like that. And then turn around and want to blame everybody. You got a voice just like they do. And you got a right to say what you need to say just like they do. Period. Point blank. I'm ready for this banana clip.
Well, yeah. I got a feeling I'm and if the person that I think sent it to you is that one, or if it's one of them, yeah, trust and believe. It's the real deal, Holyfield.
Oh, my God. I am so ready. I'm so tired of people playing games and pulling stunts on me. By they always, oh, my mom, I got you, Pastor Jay. And then they bring their banana pudding to the church, and I be preaching, thinking about that banana pudding. Then after church, man, I be so mad. And Sister Cook taught me. She said, Janice, people, you're a pastor, people going to bring you food. She said, do not eat that food in front of them. Take it out the door and in the car. She said, when you get down the street, throw it in the dumpster. Don't even take it home. I said, dang. I said, oh, my God. My mama is off the chain. She is off the chain.
That she is.
Oh, my God.
But anyway, y'all have a good one. And we'll be back with y'all next Monday at 8 p.m.
All right, y'all. We love y'all. But we got to go. It's been real, though. It's been real, though. It's been real, real fun. We'll talk to y'all next Monday.